Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, March the 21st, and I'm recording at 9:19 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, so a quieter day here overall, but let's take a look, starting with the Asia-Pacific stock markets. Japan was closed today. China was open, and it did pretty well. Particularly the mainland indices. The Shanghai Composite Index was up over 2%, taking it back above the 3,000 level. And the main reason for that, I believe, is that they are easing margin requirements. We've seen this story before. They ease margin requirements and China rallies often quite persistently. Then when they turn around and tighten margin requirements, it falls quite precipitously, even more precipitously, I should add. The Hang Seng Index was slightly higher on the day. Other than that, a mixed picture. Taiwan almost unchanged. South Korea, it's very slight loss. Same with Australia. India, though, was pretty solid here overall. The Sensex, BSE Sensex Index was up 1.33 percentage point. Thailand had a reasonably good day here overall as well. And there's been a bit of a fashion change, which is noticeable among investment managers, and that is that they are looking with greater interest at a number of the Southeast Asian markets, and also at India. Now, I think that's understandable if we think, well, Wall Street's had quite a good run up near the highs. Europe, well, it's not hard to give Europe a miss, isn't it, on uncertainty and various problems that remain. But the emerging markets that had been very out of favor in that Southeast Asia region have been picking up recently, and it all started with a firming of their currencies, and that's usually a good sign. And I think that the point that Owen made in his copy here today, that if a currency is falling, that investors will be very wary of that market until they see that currency starting to steady again, and then they may well look for a buying opportunity, particularly if the index itself is also showing signs of steadying and or trending in a consistent fashion. Okay, elsewhere, let's look at the European indices, which didn't do a great deal. Small moves. The biggest one looks like was Sweden, which was lower by almost 1%. But Switzerland, you know, up almost 0.5%. Italy up almost 0.5% as well. And German DAX index virtually unchanged. Down, it was down a fraction, to be absolutely accurate. UK, France, a little lower in here today. Wall Street closed with modest gains, which it had showed for most of the day, but the Dow's just up 0.12%. The S&P up 0.1%, and NASDAQ Composite, though, up over 0.25% today. So that was the steadiest of those U.S. indices that I just mentioned. And Canada up nearly 0.5%, and modest gains for Mexico and Brazil. Now, elsewhere, looking at the U.S. Treasuries, those yields have been pretty quiet here for the last few weeks. In the last couple of weeks, I should say. having rallied up, then they've just been ranging for a fortnight. And U.S. 10-year, 1.915. And the VIX, a fraction lower, at 13.79. So that VIX suggests, indicates that investors are certainly more relaxed than they were, but don't take too much comfort from that, because when they're overly relaxed, markets are often vulnerable, as you would expect. Now the dollar index a little bit higher here today. It's at 95.40. There isn't a great deal going on in the currency markets that I have seen here today, but the overall trend since mid-February, though, is definitely in favor of some of those bombed out emerging markets and commodity market currencies actually improving. And today, though, looking down the list against the dollar, against the U.S. dollar, Australian dollars is steady-ish overall, 0.7576. The Japanese yen, it's a little firm here. I'm not sure they'll like it all that much tomorrow. It's just below the 112 level, but that's not a significant... there's no significant move in it at this stage, but to say a little on the steady side in terms of expectations. Sterling, quiet at 1.437, and that's pretty... the euro, where's the euro? I'm looking for it. Here we go. 1.1240 on the euro. So that's steady-ish as well. No fireworks there. Crude oil was a little higher here. The Brent is currently at currently at 41.44, and that's a little closer to where it was on last Thursday, because it weakened a bit on Friday. And the WTI also steady-ish in here today at 41.62. This 40 level is an interesting one. You know, you go from 30 to 40, and then a lot of people say, well, it's not going to be long before we get to 50. I think it's different with oil, because there's a lot of supply above ground. And also... we know that the U.S. can up its shale production should it wish to, and it certainly would at $50 or so, I assume. Meanwhile, I think one more rig has been activated on this move to just above the $40 level that was reported earlier today. And looking at some of these other commodities... precious metals were interesting and a bit varied. Let's see, the palladium, not a bad performance here. It's up almost $13 it's almost at $603. And the silver market sort of closed in the middle of its range on the day at $15. And 84, almost 85 cents. So that's quietly steady in a range. Platinum had a reasonable day, up over $11 at 981 and change, almost 982. And it had the brief flurry above that $1,000 level again last week, and then fell back, but it is steadying in here once again. Gold underperformed here today, down $10 at $1,244. Among the grains and beans, a little bit steadier action overall. Coffee, slightly weaker. White sugar, a decent gain. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.